all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and the Universal Spiritual Connection presents the World Global Healing Circle. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk Paradise and CBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free USA 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. And our direct lines are same area code 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. And once again, it is such an honor for me to have the privilege and the opportunity to present the world's largest global healing circle worldwide to touch every man, woman, and child throughout this entire planet. And we ask that each of you sit back this evening because we have a lot of wonderful healing to offer each and every one of you. There will be times that we will ask that each of you step forth to help assist because you are indeed the power and the authority here on our beloved Mother Earth. So on that note, I would like to bring forth each of my co-hosts, and they will share a bit about themselves as well. And please allow me to call forth Carrie O'Connor. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, everybody. I am Carrie O'Connor. I am a clairvoyant, intuitive teacher. I live in Salem, Connecticut, on the East Coast of the United States. And I'm an intuitive medium that can read people's energy fields, like a lot of people read books, and I was born with that sight. I also not only read the person's energy field, but I read the earth grids and the changes that are going on within the earth grids and the global consciousness grids. So that's what I have to bring forward in healing, and you can contact me at CarrieO'Connor.com. And that's www.carrieo'connor.com. And I thank you for welcoming on the show and coming in with an open heart and open eyes.
Thank you, Carrie. It is indeed an honor to have you with us. And may I introduce to you my co-host, Kaylee from Hawaii.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kaylee Kui Honua. I live on the island of Honolulu in the state of Hawaii. My website is www.kaylee-kui-honua-healer.com. And hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you, Kaylee E. And let me present our guest co-host for this evening, all the way from New Zealand, Judy.
Thank you, Leilani. Thank you, Leilani. My name is Judy Satori, and I am speaking to everybody today from Auckland, New Zealand. For the past 10 years, I've been trained by spirit to transmit sound and light energy frequencies, or energy words, through my voice and my hands, for three reasons: to clear the body of karmic miasm, to bring the body back to the perfected resonance, and to transmit energy into the DNA template and cells of the body for cellular repair and regenesis. And really, it's really to prepare the body to hold fifth-dimensional energy frequency vibration in line with the Earth's shift to the fifth dimension.
Thank you, Judy. And I would like to present our next co-host for this evening is Elder Blue Thunder. Now, Blue Thunder will be doing an opening prayer for each and every one of us. But first, let Blue Thunder share his own wisdom with you, each of you. Blue Thunder?
Oh, thank you. my name is Benny LeBeau. They call me Blue Thunder. I'm from the Eastern Shoshone Nation here in Wyoming in the United States. I've been working to bring awareness to many nations about the earth, the wind, and the fire and the water, and how it works with our indigenous knowledge, and to bring the wisdom of thoughts and emotions, and how this thoughts and emotions impacts the environments within the earth, the wind, the fire, and the water. Bringing awareness that we are nature, and our actions is causing the earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, floods. Things in nature that's coming upon us is healing Mother Earth and purifying her, where humanity has distorted her with their actions. We're manipulating the surface of the planet, drilling holes, roads, highways, railroads, etc., mining and development, housing projects. So what I've been working on is bringing forth the dreams and the visions from my ancestors, the Eastern Shoshone Nation, underneath the Great Spirit. Universal laws, spiritual laws, nature's laws, bringing awareness to humanity that it's not too late, that we can heal these areas that have droughts, tornadoes, high winds, earthquakes, and floods, that we could bring a great healing to Mother Earth underneath our indigenous knowledges of our ceremonies with seven creation songs in 7 days, with these seven knowledges and wisdom, that we could recreate balance on our environments and purifying earth and fire and water. So with that, I have a website that's www.teton-rainbows.com, which is spelled the T as Tom, E as an eagle, T as Tom, O as in one, N as in nine, and then a dash, rainbows.com. And I thank you for listening to us all tonight. So with that, I'll go ahead and say a short prayer for us, if everyone's ready.
Yes, for that please right now. Go ahead, Blue Thunder.
Okay, so I'll call out to the Great Spirit in my language, and I'll say a few words of my thoughts and my words, and then I'll change over to some English here. So I'll say, Oh, Okanaga, Ganapa, Kemai, Yori 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 Hot. So I call out to the Great Spirit and my ancestors, I mentioned, and to Mother, and to all of our ancestral beings who joined us this evening, to open our hearts, to have an open spirit. So I ask for our Great Father, the Creator, to send us great wisdom and knowledge this evening of all that we heard, to help bring peace upon Mother Earth tonight for all nations, all cultures, underneath the five-fingered ones, as we come together, as the prophecies have mentioned, like the five fingers in the hand, to the black, white, the yellow, the red, and a brown nation upon Mother Earth. So to these five star nations and come upon the earth, I ask that Mother Earth give us all the blessings and the help that we need and the sacred messages of the dreams and the visions of the Great Spirit that brings us this wisdom and knowledge as we begin to share all wisdom, all knowledge, to help bring forth our sacred lands to be put into harmony before the last days comes within the fourth world as we move into the fifth world as the prophecy as mentioned. So I pray that many of our nations around the world will open their hearts to take into consideration, Great Spirit, all of the wisdom of the indigenous nations, and and many other cultures as we walk together in oneness, holding our hands within a circle around the earth. And one earth, one people, we become united within our hearts with peace, love, trust, honor, and respect, with great integrity within our minds and our hearts, to bring this wisdom that it was known that would rise in the last days, known to all humanity, that has been given that this is the time that we are the people that we've been waiting for, great Father. I pray that many of our peoples tonight have a great feeling of love after they hear the many messages of the evening, for all that it is, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, as we sit in the center, above and below, that we charge our hearts with love to begin to move forward, changing our thoughts and emotions, and moving from the illusions that are not serving a purpose for peace upon Mother Earth. I pray that this will take place immediately, that all doubt, fear, sadness, sorrow, pity, war, and anger, and hatred will be released this evening for many of our fellow brothers and sisters. I ask the blessing, Father, for each and every one of us, for the children that are coming in the future, to help join to bring peace in the next seven generations ahead, as we now clear all that it is for the last seven generations of the illusions that our fellow ancestors, brothers and sisters, grandmas, grandpas, mothers, fathers have endured, as we begin to understand now the illusions that happen as we move into the truth of the universal laws, spiritual laws, nature's laws, as we begin to heal Mother Earth with our ceremonies, representing love through our thoughts, the songs, as we dance, going up. As we pray and bless the Earth, Father, ask for your great blessing through Mother Earth. Bless us as your children, as we walk with love and honor and respect for you and all that it is within your circle of life and creation. And so be it. We call out to the Holy Ones above, through the Thunder Nations, the Thunder Beings, to the Archangels, through all of the spiritual beings, the Holy Ones, to join us this evening, and to send a great love into the hearts of the people around the circle of Mother. One people, one earth, one peace, uniting within the souls we walk, speaking the truth. So I ask this to be, so be it. Say, oh, we hold you.
Amen. Thank you, Blue Thunder. That was beautiful. Now, I'd like to call forth to Judy and Carrie. And what we're about to unfold at this time is our guest co-host for this evening will be speaking the light language. And so, and as Judy completes her language and bringing in the energies for each of you, we ask that you sit back, close your eyes, and take three deep breaths, bringing the breath, the golden light as your in-breath, bringing the breath to as far down to your root chakra as you can, and releasing all the stress and anything that you would like to release. And I ask that you put each of your prayers out to the universe. And so we are about to get started, and then Carrie will share with each of us once Judy is complete. So if you would step forth, Judy.
Thank you. Thank you, Leilani. I am wanting to say a short prayer. And this is in alignment with what Elder Blue Thunder has just said about the last days and about bringing into our consciousness and into our hearts peace, love, and unity. Because together we as the people of the earth are joining together in our consciousness and in our energy will assist spirit with this transformation that is to come. And I'm being asked by spirit, and I'm talking particularly about the Elohim at the moment, because I have been trained by many beings of light, but it's the Elohim frequencies, or the creation frequencies of God, that I believe is transmitted through me now. And this is what is coming to come through me at this time. And the work that I'm being asked by Spirit to do this evening is about tuning the organs of the body to bring the organs of the body, or the body, the physical body, into the correct pitch or frequency. Because at the time of the fall, or the when I say this was when the perfected pattern was actually cut off and mankind could no longer pull the energy through the energy circuits of the body from higher dimension, the the body could not replicate and could not return to this perfected pattern. So, and so over many, many, many generations, this ability to heal ourselves and to bring our bodies back into that perfect pitch or perfect resonance, which is of God, was actually cut off. And so I believe that what is going to happen now is that the body is going to be returned by God, by Spirit, to this perfected pitch or perfected frequency. I have not ever done this work before. It is new. It is right now for the first time. And so I'm most humbled and honored to be able to share this with you all on the show. Thank you. And so now if everybody goes into their heart space, you can either sit or stand, feel the same. And just be with the energy. Just allow the energy to do the work. You don't have to do anything except to be love, because that is all you are. And so I want to work with the bringing energy into the central vertical power current of the body. The energy comes into the body through the central vertical power current aligned with the spine through the seventh chakra, runs through all the chakras, spreads out through the body's energy fields. This is like a flushing of the central vertical power current. Thank you. And I just take a break for a moment so Terry can speak.
Terry? Hey, Lonnie, you want me to give the my vision of what I'm seeing here?
Yes, please.
Excuse me? Just so I'm clear with that, what is going along the lines of what Judy is speaking and saying, the ancient language, the original language is what they call it, and going along the same lines of Blue Thunder, it's just so fascinating to be part of a group that we're all going into the same room and through different doorways, but they're not really any different doorways. The Elohim is everyone's doing the, a lot of people are doing oneness blessings or the nine rites with different tribal energies, and what is happening, especially since mid-August, what the Council and the Metatron and the Elohim have shared with me, that mid-August there was a transparency that left the earth, and we're going to keep it simply, that took away a lot of the pain and the suffering and ancient patterns that we've been working for hundreds of thousands of years. This is allowing us all to anchor and enter in deeper into the center of the earth. And so when Judy's language is coming in, it's helping us go down to the center of the earth, having a firmer anchoring into the center of the earth. So we really want to be, need to be grounded in to be as above, so below, that allows the energy to repattern, to refigure, to step into our homoluminous bodies, the bodies that we've been promised for centuries. So we are releasing, especially since this acceleration, since mid-August, ancient, ancient, old patterns, especially through the physical body. It's really working with the emotional and physical layers, and we're getting down to what my guides are calling like the nitty-gritty residual energies that have any kind of residual energies that are keeping us separate from our original contracts. That's what we're going back here to do, and that's what we're filling in, is our original contracts, our original blueprints. That's the homoluminous bodies, and that's where we are love. We are the masters. We are all masters in process and practice, and we're the masters. And that's I feel blessed, and I'm continuing to go on with the releasing. And so this mirrors within our inner body. It also has effects, profound effects on the earth grids and then the universal grids. And what we're being woken up on a cellular level is in our micro world, we have a profound effect of not only the earth is one earth, and that we're all partners in the universe. That's another holy trinity as far as ourselves, one earth, and as a member of the universe. And so that's what we're being woken up to, step up to the plate as a member of the universe, and so and hold that in our heart, in our as a part of our mastery. God bless.
Melanie, can I also be asking up Judy again is to do some more work with this now, if that's okay.
Judy, did you have more to do for the listeners?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead,
yes.
Please.
There's quite a few things that Spirit are wanting me to do. The next step that they're wanting me to do is to work with the chakras to clear distorted frequency or distorted miasmic frequency. This is the energy patterns of our past created thoughts and beliefs that are stuck, a bit like dark weeds in a garden, stuck as like energy into the roots and facets of the chakras. And we cannot really pull the subdimensional frequency through the energy circuits of our body while this distortion is there, stuck into our bodies. It also what is causing us to feel, for many people to become unwell at this time, because the energy that's coming into the body is too hard, too challenging for the body to adapt to with this distorted frequency cluttering up the bodies or impacting on the body's energy fields. So they want me now to run through the chakras and clear this frequency.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And this is permanent. This is not something that has to be repeated. This is a permanent clearing. So they're wanting the listeners to stand with their left hand. They might be holding the phone, I don't know, but their left hand onto the base chakra. And the right hand can be palm up or doesn't really matter, but the left chakra. To be like a sponge and allow the energy to do its work. And now there's like an opening of the heart or a increasing the capacity of the heart to hold love, because it's through the heart space, through the love, that the regeneration of the body to this perfected pattern can actually occur in our capacity to hold and be love. So if everybody now puts their left hand onto the heart chakra and takes a deep breath. Nikila sana mala kosala sana mala sokadiya ala nana mala sokadiya ala mala sokale sadadiya ay seta sadadiya moya kasisa ala kisisa ela sokushtiya ala mata kosiya ala kisisa ala mala kisa ala mala sisa ala mala kisa 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 ala mala kisa. And everybody breathe very deeply and relax. And I just want to finish this sequence by just saying that what Terry says about entrainment with the earth. We need to be able to remain in resonance and in sync with the earth's changing vibration, and very much of the work that's being done today is about helping us maintain that entrainment as the earth goes through her ascension cycle. We also go through ours. Thank you. Well, for this time right now. There is more to come, I feel, but it's time to take a little break for me anyway.
Yes, let's do that, Judy, if you will.
Yes.
And then we'll continue the work. Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to ask if, Kaylee, I have not forgotten you. I know that you're there. If I could have Carrie come forward once again. And Carrie, what I'd like for you to assist is helping to guide all the listeners for worldwide healing for our Mother Earth with the assistance of Blue Thunder as well.
Can you hear me? This is Blue Thunder?
Yes. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I thought you wanted Blue Thunder to talk first.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and we've got about 10 minutes, and then we'll have Judy kick back in as well.
Okay.
Okay, I couldn't quite hear you. What did you say?
We've got about 10 minutes for us to send healing love and energy to Mother Earth. And I'd like for us all to direct the healing energy where it's needed the most worldwide.
Okay, I'd like to send a thought out to everyone that within the balance of the four directions is to send messages out like we're standing in the middle of the earth with our arms out, and the equator is in our center, and the four directions is around us, and our head is at the top of the earth, and our feet is at the bottom, to ask for a great balance to the environment, to the four directions above and below, and to think that we are Mother Earth. We ask the holy angels, the holy ones, the thunder beings, archangels, the holy ones. We ask for the star beings and the many universes to join us at this time, and from the center of the earth, all of the sacred beings that are listening, to send a sacred vibration of love out at this time with great thought, forgiveness, blessing the trees, sending a great blessing that they turn as pure can be, the rivers turn as pure can be, as we connect to our higher selves, our lower selves, the two spinning energies of the great force of the life force joins us. We call this the serpent wisdom that spins within us, our staff of light, the colors of the rainbow is charged full of light. Love as we connect to our higher self, and as we connect to Mother Earth through her feet, through her heart. And they join together at our heart as we send a message to clear the rivers and the air, and send a great message to the sacred breath of life that we breathe in, that it turn as pure can be, the four directions above us and below us, all around the earth at this time, and to send a blessing for the lava that flows from the veins of Mother, that it turn as pure can be. Ask for the toxins, the poisons, and the anger, and the hatred, and the negativeness, all that doesn't serve a purpose, for peace to be dissolved from every vein within the earth, of the lava that's flowing within the water, within the winds, within the soils. I ask that all of our people bear thoughts in for this at this time, giving the trees a great blessing that they turn as pure can be, for the breath of life that they give us. Prayer for the blessings of the animals, that they become clear, the grass becomes clear and pure, the soil becomes pure. Think about these things where we're at. Send a message to the universe in the four directions, above and below us, and ask for what we need, and it will be given. And so be it. Ask that the whales, the dolphins, the oceans turn pure and clean through the blue-green water that gives us the breath of life, that nourishes us and gives us this great life. To the, all the beings in the water, that they be blessed, that their foods be reinstated. The soil purified, sand, the oils have been spilled there, that they turn pure as pure can be, as their thoughts dissolve me. When we think this and we ask, we'll be that way, and that changes. And the elements are waiting for us to put their thoughts in with love. I ask all of the nations that are listening to consider what this means and put their thoughts in. So with that, I send this message of prayer, all of us, to consider this one heart, one mind, one spirit working together. As the universal law said, this is how we can do this again. Begin to remember, walk gently, walk softly. Sacred words, sacred thoughts, always. We're learning the new discipline of love, peace, and harmony. as Mother is waiting for us to remember, to remember, to remember that our thoughts and emotion will purify all things within our earth, and peace will come. And so be it. Peace it will be. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary, would you share with us?
I would like to send healings out to all of the listeners and to all of our sisters and brothers throughout this wonderful planet and the universe. For everything is one. And I ask Father Sky to look down upon your children. This is the time that we want, and this is why we are all here, working as one, to bring the planet to your oneness, Father. I ask that you open a window of communications of all that is listening all over the world, to begin to communicate from within them, to allow them to know that there is no difference between you and them. And also, Father, I ask, whatever ailments that your children have, not only on this planet, but throughout the universe, I ask that you grant them, heal them, Father. And also, most importantly, Mother Earth, Father Sky, help everyone to release all that needs to be released, because everything has been said today by everyone that is here now on this program. I thank you, Father, Father Sky. I thank you, Mother Earth. And I thank you, all of you that is here today all of the co-host that is here, and thank you, Leila Leilani. I serve all your way. Malama point. Aloha.
Thank you, Kelly. That was wonderful, and thank you, Blue Thunder. We will be shortly having Judy complete the work. I would like to ask Carrie O'Connor to please come forth. And I'd like to ask Carrie if you will also do a quick blessing and also describe the work that was being done worldwide, if you would share that with all the listeners this evening.
Okay. What I would like the listeners to, what I was seeing is just so beautiful. Just to keep it very simple, remembering that everyone makes a difference and remembering the ratio of our body is 75% to 80% water. And so we're purifying the water, our thoughts, we're lightening up ourselves. And so that ratio is equal to the Earth's ratio of water. So when we clear our thoughts and clear our bodies, visualize, and what I saw all around the world was lighthouses, and it looked like stars coming down, and it's a trance. Think of it as the new Earth is here. We're anchoring it in. It's not far up in the sky. It is all around us, and so when we are anchors within ourselves, every single light being that I'm seeing is going up to the heavens, down to the center of the Earth, and so when we are, every single person makes a difference, expand our energy field and our light anchor, we bridge to the other light anchors around the world, and then visualize a sacred star washing high frequency rain is what I call it, that goes into the earth and then into the clearing the waters, strengthening the grids in our homoluminous bodies, strengthening in particular, the pathways that go horizontally. We have a lot of the vertical grids going on, and it's important for us to hold the horizontal, those sideways grids that allow us to hold more of that light in high-frequency energy raises up our rate of our frequency. So think of that, we are the bridgers, we are the light beings, and so I saw millions of light beings around the Earth,
anchoring in, and think of the seventh chakra to 12th chakra, making a bridge. And that bridge, there's a sacred, beautiful rain that looks like a crystal filament between the people, but in the people that were in between the bridges were getting washed with this rain. So they were being able to release at a cellular, deep level, and to having them not resist with the ego and separation. So the water in our body and the waters of the earth, and then having that energy go out to the universal grids, is really reminding us to remember, to reawaken, and to rewire. This is a remembering thing. This is nothing new. We're remembering that we're masters, we're all pieces of God, and as we reflect that, it goes to the directly, again, to the earth part, the earth grids, and out to the universe. And so I like to always remind people about how much we, when we clear the water in our energy field, when we watch our thoughts, watch our minds, flush, I tell people simply, flush your energy, flush your field daily, nightly, and we can't fill it up with toxicity of thoughts and separation. It is so important for us now to claim and step up to our mastery. This is part of, it's written in our DNA. It's not an if anymore. We are in the process of ascension. This is celebration time. It's taking the gifts of the healings that are given to us and really expand with that. Namaste, and light, and be the lighthouse. Shine and don't modulate your energy for anybody, because we need everybody's energy at the highest potential right now. God bless.
Bless your heart, Carrie. I personally needed to be reminded of that, and I'm sure our listeners could also use that reminder as well. And I personally want to thank you, Carrie, and that was beautiful. We will have Judy come back forth again, and then I will do a short blessing for each of you, and then we will have Ke'ili step forward and do a final blessing for all the listeners worldwide. And then I'll make some short announcements, and we will unfortunately have to say good night to all of you at that point. So, Judy, if you would come and complete your work.
Thank you, Leilani. Thank you, Leilani. And I just want to emphasize also and reiterate what Terry has been saying about the water. Not only do we have to drink a lot of water to flush the body, but we also are in the process of the waters of change. It's like the waters of new creation are really upon us, and we are drinking deeply of these waters. And it's written down into prayer that I'm being asked to read to you now, and for everybody to align their intention with. It goes like this. May God return us to our perfection. May God bring us to our peace. May God heal us of all that is not of light within us. Amen. And the final energy that is to be coming through today is aligned with the tones that will recode the organs of the body to the perfect pattern. It's a bit like if you can understand that through all of our lifetimes we have had experiences happen to us, and some of these experiences have been very traumatic, and we have created thoughts and beliefs in response to these experiences, which are energy. Our thoughts are energy. So these energy patterns have become a part of us, part of our morphogenetic fields, and part of our what I call the soul's DNA, or the soul's Akashic records, which comes into the new body in each incarnation and becomes us. And so this is like the weeds in the garden that we have needed to clear now. And this distortion is a bit like a series of wrong notes in the body, like off-pitch frequencies of sound and light, which do not create the right music or the right song. So the toning, or the work that is to be done now, I'm not sure whether it's going to be light language or whether it's going to be tones, because it is only transmitted through me at the time. But whatever is to come through now is about harmonics creating harmonics, harmonics creating perfected harmonics, like energy notes of sound, like and light, musical notes that will create the perfected harmonics of the body. So let's just open our hearts and our minds. I always ask people to place their hands palm up, because the chakras in the hands also help to pull in the energy, and just be like a sponge, and just be with this.
Ooh.
Enrique Coca,
Breathe one more time. Bring your hands to the heart chakra. Kiko kalasina bala ko kisya. Ada bala sokala sedo shleka desidi. Mo yasya gakada jaza bala jaza bala gada bala gada bala gada bala gada Mo kisya la shada bala kiya. Ala la gada bala kiya. O kisya sesa. Mo kasi sesa. Mo kisya sesa. Mo kisya sesa. Mo kisya sesa. Mo kisya sesa. Thank you. And may we all, may we give thanks to God for this time and this life. Amen. And I want to also give thanks for being on the program, all you wonderful people, and for the work that everybody, we're all doing together in unity and in spirit and in love. And I also want to invite feedback from the work that's been done today through my website, which I didn't give earlier. It is www.satoriempowerment.net. Satori is spelled S-A-T-O-R-I .net. Satoriempowerment.net. On the website also there's a number of free energy downloads from Metatron, the Archangel Zadkiel, Uriel, and four blessings from Spirit, which are energy codes for abundance, health, and joy. So thank you for this opportunity. May you all be blessed in much love and light. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to ask that each of you worldwide, every man and woman on this planet, to assist me at this time to for us to all ask Archangel Michael to come forth with his sword of light, to come forth to remove all separates and discarnates, all wannabes, all tricksters, all demonic satanics, worldwide to remove them, to transform them back into the light. So I ask that each of you assist me at this time. I, Leilani Schmidt, call upon the powers of the heavens and the universe to come down this moment to assist every man, woman on this planet on the removal of all the discarnates, all separates, tricksters, wannabes, succubus, and all the satanic demonics, to transform these beings up through the fifth dimensional tube of light to be transformed back into pure light. Jila akala uya na pala iya shala uya tala ma ukia padla la isia mo iya kana. Amen. And Kaylee, I want to thank all my co-hosts. I am lost for words for what I feel for each and every one of you. I honor you and I thank you for your divine service to humanity, to Mother Earth. We want to take a moment to thank each of our listeners this evening, and we ask that you walk with peace and with love, and remember that you all are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. And I'm going to have Kaylee go ahead and say a blessing prayer and saying good night to each and every one of you. Kaylee, will you come forth, please? You've got 2 minutes.
Thank you, Leilani. Thank you, Father, for bringing all of us together. And thank you for allowing us to express our truth about you and your universe. And what has been said, I ask that you grant everyone that comes to you for healing, and also to help the wannabes to raise their consciousness. And again I say, Father, knowing that you and I are no difference, we are one, we are the same, I ask that you pass this knowledge on to all of your children here on this planet right now, and to bring peace and harmony and the oneness with Father Sky also. Oi to everyone, and aloha.
I want to take this moment to say thank you to all my co-hosts and our special co-host guests for this evening. And I want to thank all the people that have come forth to be part of the committee for the World Global Healing Circle. I am honored. On that note, we want to send each of you with blessings for this evening and for every step you take. May God bless each and every one of you. Good night.
Yeah. Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Of cat and mouse, and now it's Calla Play.